Part 4. The Empress of Ireland. Chapter 40. May 1989. Ottawa, Canada. Vione closed the file cover and shook his head.
Nonsense.
I assure you, said Brian Shaw, it is not nonsense.
What does it all mean?
Exactly what you read in the report, said Shaw, staring directly at Vione. The Americans have launched a search for evidence of a treaty that gives the whole of Canada to them.
Until now, I've never heard of such a treaty.
Few people have. Shaw paused to light a cigarette. Immediately after the documents were lost, all but a few references to the negotiations were secretly destroyed. What proof do you have the Americans are actually out to lay their hands on this treaty? I followed a string through a labyrinth. It led to a chap by the name of Dirk Pitt, who holds a high-level position with the National Underwater and Marine Agency. I had him watched closely by embassy personnel. They discovered he is leading two search expeditions, one to the spot on the Hudson River where Essex's train was lost, and the other to the Empress of Ireland. I can assure you, Mr. Vione, he is not looking for treasure. Vione sat silently for a moment. Then he shifted in his chair and leaned forward.
How can I help you?
For starters, you could order Pitt and his crew off the St. Lawrence. Vione shook his head.
I can't do that.
Permission for the salvage operation went through the proper channels. There is no telling what the Americans might do if we suddenly revoked their license. They could easily retaliate by shutting off our fishing rights in their waters. General Sims considered that prospect. So he came up with another option. Shaw paused a moment.
He suggests that we destroy the wreck of the Empress.
You could do that without causing a nasty incident,
provided that I can reach the wreckage before Pitt does.
Vione sat back, coldly analyzing how the information Shaw had put before him could be exploited to his advantage. He let his eyes drift across the room to a painting on the wall of a clipper ship under full sail before the wind. At last, his thoughts arranged, he nodded.
I shall give you every cooperation.
Thank you, Shaw replied. I'll require the services of 5 men, a boat, and the proper diving equipment.
You'll need a good man to coordinate your plans.
Do you have someone in mind?
I do, said Vione.
I'll see that he gets in touch with you. He is a Mountie, well trained for this sort of work. His name is Gly, Inspector Foss Gly.